Getting book reviews on Amazon is hard enough as it is. Man, just to make things more difficult, it seems like they're changing rules all the time, deleting reviews, and it's a frustrating experience. But I'm going to go ahead and really remove some of that frustration, remove some of the muddiness and the cloudiness that revolves around getting book reviews on Amazon. In fact, I'm going to talk about five myths and mistakes to avoid if you're trying to get book reviews. So make sure you stay tuned to today's podcast.
Learn how to publish profitable books and build an unstoppable author brand with indie author and self-publishing coach, Dale L. Roberts. This is the Self-Publishing with Dale podcast.
This is the Self-Publishing with Dale podcast, and I'm just tickled to death that you took a little bit of time out your day to spend a little bit of time with me, and we're going to be talking about my favorite topic of self-publishing books, and of course, more importantly, getting book reviews. Three pain points that always happen with a lot of indie authors, and that includes keyword research and using keywords, book marketing and promotion, and then today's pain point is getting book reviews. Reviews is just, it's a huge thing. Why do people get hung up on that? Well, I'm going to get to that in just a moment because I really want to let you know that today's podcast is brought to you by our sponsors, thewinningwriters.com. In fact, they actually have the 6th annual North Street Book Prize competition. It runs every year between mid-February and the end of June. Self-published writers can enter their books in any of the 6 categories and have a chance to win from a pot of over $12,500 in prizes. I'm just going to take a pause here for just a second, folks, because it's important to note that their pool keeps growing by the year. But don't miss out on the 6th annual one. You're going to want to make sure you enter. Now, you might be thinking to yourself, is it legit, Dale? Like, is this for real? Are you just being paid to say this? Well, of course, it's a sponsorship. I'm being paid. But I'm not just going to go with any old sponsor. I had to actually do my due diligence and make sure I'm not sending you guys to something that's not any good. The North Street Book Prize actually has a co-sponsor of BookBaby. BookBaby actually is a verifiably good and legit self-publishing platform. So there's their stamp of approval. The next one is they actually come recommended by the Alliance of Independent Authors. Yeah, it's recommended by them. And that's a big deal because they have a very strict and stringent vetting process. For more information, visit our sponsored link at winningwriters.com/Dale. The deadline is June 30th. So enter right away at winningwriters.com/Dale. So why are reviews important? What's the big deal? It's social proof, folks. People like to know other people have consumed a given product before they make a purchase. So having reviews really helps out. And sometimes the more reviews that you have, the more social proof that you have, and the more likely people go, huh, I'm going to give this a shot. Think of it like this way. You go by a nightclub and you see a line that's a mile long. It's going all the way around the club and down the block. Well, there's a good reason, because when they start to see that there's something going on over here, people want to be a part of that. And so that's where book reviews work. It's kind of like having that line a mile long, but it's also a very excited audience who've already been in the club and can tell you, oh, this club's awesome. Or in this instance, this book is awesome. The problem is, though, with reviews. Oh my gosh, it's not that easy to get up thousands upon thousands of reviews. And sometimes misinformation and myths abound really can screw you up. And I want to stop you from doing that because we are going to discuss the reality of the situation. The reality is, there's some people out there that are giving some really bad information, or some of the information is outdated and old. So as of today, the recording, June 22nd, and the airing of June 29th through the podcasting platforms, this information is up to date and very much relevant. I made sure to dot my I's and cross my T's, make sure I didn't miss out on anything. So we're going to start it out with number one's review swaps. Now, if you're not familiar with review swaps, let me go ahead and get you on the up and up when it comes to this. Review swaps actually used to be an acceptable practice back in the day. What would happen is one author had a book, another author would have a book. They would exchange books and they would leave reviews for each of their books on their respective book product page. And believe it or not, actually Amazon used to encourage it. back like 2008, 2009. They said, oh, that was totally cool. But they didn't account for the fact that there were going to be some bad actors that would come in and spoil things for everybody. So then they started seeing, okay, an author thought, well, if I'm doing good with one review, maybe two reviews better. Maybe 10 reviews is good. And so they started to gather a ridiculous amount of reviews, whether on their own or hiring out through a virtual assistant. It became a fake process. Reviews started getting put on books that just were not true. And so that's where Amazon came in and said, no, all the kids get out the pool. Clearly someone doesn't know how to do this on the up and up and do it legit. So everybody lost their privileges to do review swaps. So might I recommend, you know, it's a good idea. Maybe if you've got a favorite author, you can leave a review for them, yes. But to do it quid pro quo, I'd say avoid it. Avoid it like the plague, because otherwise they're going to look at it as a way of you trying to manipulate the system. You might hear, and I've even seen some people on their YouTube channels saying things that, you know, review swaps, oh, it's good for your first book. No, it's never good. It's never good. No, never, ever, ever, ever do it. It's better that you don't have any reviews than to do fake reviews and try to fool the public into purchasing your product. If your book is that terrible that you have to fake reviews, then you probably shouldn't be in this business in the first place. You probably should take that money and put it towards a good editor or maybe even a good publicist or marketing and promotion team so that way they can get it out and you can get legit reviews. All right, number two. Now, this is the one, this is kind of a hot topic here. It is an exchange. Now, it's important that I try to articulate this as exact as possible. You could give out free copies in exchange for a review. So, for instance, something that's still allowed by Amazon is an advanced reader copy team. So before your book launches, you can build a team of people that can see your book before the general public gets to see it, hence the advanced reader copy team. They could get it for free, and hopefully what they do is leave a review. Back then, it would be they had to disclose in the actual review itself, I received a free copy in exchange for an honest review. Sadly, exchange is now, it's a curse word for Amazon. And if you have anybody leaving reviews like that, they will remove those reviews. It is important to disclose the fact that you did get a free copy, but it should not be in exchange for anything. They must willingly and on their own accord actually lead the review. So this means we can't coerce them, we can't force them, we can't say, well, we gave you a free copy, you've got to leave an honest review. You can probably say something like, it'd be nice if you could leave a review, be it positive or negative, it'd make my day. Otherwise, you can't put the expectation on them that they have to leave a review because you gave them a free copy. Now, you just got to make sure you communicate that with anybody that might be getting a free copy. Let them know in advance. Like, it's important that you fully disclose that you got a free copy from me. But in the same instance, you need to fully disclose that you're leaving a review on your own behalf and not coerced in any fashion. Hopefully that makes sense. There was a lot of ambiguity. And I know a couple of years ago, I used to tell people, yeah, leave that on your reviews. Not anymore. Amazon came in, we're like, no, we don't want that at all in any of the reviews because it looks like it is pretty much like someone's being pretty forced into leaving a positive review. So there you go. All right, so the next one is number three, paid reviews. Now, I'm going to pump the brakes just for a second here. Paid reviews, it's almost kind of like going back over into the whole review swap, you know, realm here. You can't go over into Fiverr and get a Fiverr person that says, I'll leave you Amazon reviews. No, that's not cool. You can't have anybody. You cannot pay someone to leave a review. Now, someone might make the argument, but Dale, if I'm giving them a free copy, aren't I kind of paying them? Amazon doesn't view it that way. It's when you're giving actual compensation in a monetary form to leave a review on your product page that it becomes a little bit iffy. So I need to kind of step back just a second here. There are some paid reviews that are okay, but they don't post to Amazon. Okay, and let me give a couple examples. Like one of the, like the gold standard of editorial reviews is Kirkus, K-I-R-K-U-S. It costs a pretty penny to get a review from them. More recently, I'd actually stumbled over through the folks over at Dart Frog Books through the UK, Union Square Review. They're a new player to the game. In fact, actually, I've just been talking to their team more recently, and they're like, Dale, if you can, just if you mention us, please send them on over towards our direction. You can actually go over to unionsquarereview.com, or you can visit my affiliate link at dalelinks.com/unionsquarereview. You can get 10% off their review with Dale Roberts. That's case sensitive. Put it all lower letters. Dale Roberts, 10% off. I'm still kind of exploring them, and probably my next release, I will be utilizing their services. So if you go over there, please let them know. Again, they don't publish any of this stuff to Amazon. It's done through their platform. There's a couple things that you got to kind of think about when it comes to getting some of these paid reviews. And the very first thing is, are they publishing it to Amazon? Because if they are, don't buy it. If they're publishing it elsewhere, you're fine. To a certain extent, there's other services like Reader's Favorites, one of them, that actually does editorial reviews, and they'll publish it to places like Goodreads, Barnes & Noble, all those type of places. I'm not the biggest fan of Reader's Favorite. I like their free review that they give to you. I know some people swear by their paid review service, but at least it's used in an editorial fashion and not posted through Amazon. So I'd recommend if you ever get any of these paid reviews that don't post to Amazon, take a snippet of it and utilize it in your editorial section of your book through Author Central. If you're not familiar with Author Central, I actually have a full playlist series over on my channel on YouTube. Go over to dalelinks.com/YouTube and you'll find an entire playlist about it. So the thing that you got to think about is you're going to go into the paid reviews. You need to figure out, are they posting to Amazon? If so, don't get it. If not, what are their benefits? What do you get for investing in this? So for instance, Kirkus Reviews actually is very much search engine friendly. So if you're actually listed on their site for using their services, you're going to get discovered. And I believe they actually publish the review in various other, you know, capacities. I'm sorry, I don't know off the top of my head. Union Square Review works in the same capacity as well. I know if you have a 4 or 5 star review, you actually will get distribution through Dart Frog Books. And it's kind of almost like a stamp of approval. So if you're able to get a 4 or 5 star review through Union Square Review, you can actually get more distribution you would otherwise not be able to get. And that is actually more importantly into brick and mortar store. I forgot to mention that. Yeah. They have other perks and such that you can actually get into. Again, you can find out all those details. For something like Reader's Favorite, they also post your review on their website. And again, they kind of fire it off. So do your due diligence. I would recommend that before you invest in any paid review services, does it post to Amazon? If so, run away. If not, what are the benefits? What are the benefits? And I'm not going to be able to tell you what you're going to, you know, what's going to be good for you. Just know what your ultimate goal is in getting this review and then work backwards from there. Alrighty. Number four. This is a myth here. People believe a certain number of reviews equals success. Wrong. I actually even heard this large YouTuber say on her channel, if you get 50 reviews, that's all you need. No, that's absolutely false. Yes, the more reviews you get, the better it is because it's going to lend more social proof to your book. But having X amount of reviews does not equal more success. You know, I've actually had some books that had one review on them and it pulled in hundreds, if not thousands of dollars per month. Yeah, think about that for a second. So if you're thinking, well, let me get more reviews on here, that means I'm going to be more successful. That's not true. That's just not true. So you can have 2,000 reviews on it. Great, that's awesome. You can have one review, you can probably still get the same success. So a certain number of reviews does not equal success. And of course, this all depends on your idea of success. What exactly you're shooting for in getting more reviews. You getting more reviews so you can get more sales? Are you getting more reviews to stroke your ego? Are you getting more reviews so you can be able to share with other people and build your following? Depends. All right, so I've got one final point before we jump in here, but I want to share a little bit of a mission here with you, and I want you to join in on this mission here with me. By the end of 2020, I want to positively impact the lives of indie authors and self-publishers throughout the world In fact, I want to positively affect 100,000 different indie authors and self-publishers. Are you one of those? If you are one of those that would like to join my little mission here, I want you to come on over to my YouTube channel. You can go over to dalelinks.com/YouTube. You can hit that subscribe button there and hit the little bell notification icon so you don't miss a single one of those videos. We're right now on our way to 100K, and I want you to join me in on this mission. We're almost a third of the way there. Can we do it by the end of the year? Well, that's completely up to you. Join in on the cause. Again, dalelinks.com/YouTube. Final point when it comes to getting book reviews on Amazon and the five myths and mistakes to avoid. This one right here. This one is the one that it's a deal breaker sometimes. I see some people that don't do this enough. No consistent call to action. I heard the old adage, the old phrase, if you don't ask, the answer is always no. You gotta ask. You have to ask. It's not normal for us to, you know, buy a product and leave a review for it. This is the new normal, but it's still not an acceptable thing because, I mean, sometimes people are like, okay, I'm just going to buy this book over here on Amazon. I'm done with it. I'm going to go buy this pack of Gatorade on there. I'm done with it. But if you can kind of tell people what they stand to gain out of that or how they stand to help you further your mission as an author, then chances are very likely they're going to be a little bit more invested in wanting to leave a review for you. Now, when I say no consistent call to action, the very first thing you need to do is, in the very back of your book, put a call to action. Hey, thanks. It was great that you read my book. I really do appreciate you took time out of your day to go ahead and read this. If it wouldn't be of any, you know, consequence to you, I would love it if you went ahead and left an honest review for my book at xyz.com and enter a link over to Amazon, or you can just tell them to go to Amazon where they bought the product and leave a review there. It's just that simple. Now, you have to remember honest review, okay? And you can't try to coax it. This is so crazy. I had a coaching student one time a couple years ago that had his book put to draft and flagged because he said, if you enjoyed the book, could you leave an honest review? For some reason, they didn't like him saying that. I guess the same thing would go is if you thought this book was terrible, could you leave a review for it? So you actually have to be very generic when you're asking for it, where it's like, now that you finished reading this book, it'd be awesome if you go leave an honest review at xyz.com. Get the idea? And when I say consistent call to action, it doesn't just mean your book. It means your website, your email newsletter. If you're communicating with your email newsletter and you're following your subscription or your subscribers on a regular basis, it would behoove you to say at least, if not weekly, at least monthly, saying, hey, I got this book. What did you think about it? If you did pick it up, it'd be awesome if you went ahead and left a review at XYZ. Do it on social media. Here's a really cool little ninja tactic that you can actually use is highlight reviews that you already have, good or bad. Do it through social media. Take like a little screenshot of it, put it on up here. So-and-so said blah, blah, blah. What do you think? If you've already read it, I'd love for you to leave a review at xyz.com. So there's a way that you can kind of bring in. You got to keep asking. It's like marketing and promotion. In fact, I kind of consider reviews underneath that umbrella of marketing and promotion, even though I say there's three pain points. That kind of falls underneath marketing and promotion because the more reviews that you can get, the more it helps you out in marketing your book and framing it in a way that people want to purchase it. So just remember that, folks. If you don't ask, the answer is always no. The answer is always no. So just ask. Ask people. Ask until people are like, oh my gosh, is that all he asks for is reviews? Good Lord, be that person. But make sure you kind of tell them what they stand to gain out of it and how they can further help you. Hey, if you enjoyed this book, you know, one of the things that is the lifeblood of indie authors are reviews. And reviews would really, really make my day, whether negative or positive. Just go ahead and leave it on over here. It will help me out to help you and help other people so I can refine my product and put out even better books in the future. Alrighty, so hey, as we start to wrap up things today in the podcast recording, I want to ask subscribe or follow me on your preferred podcast platform and leave a review. And also, big shout out to winningwriters.com. It's the 6th annual North Street Book Prize competition. Folks, the deadline is June the 30th. There's 6 categories to choose from, over $12,500 in prizes, and the grand prize winner gets $5,000 plus additional things on top of that. Yeah. I always just say it's $5,000, but believe it or not, there's additional things they give to the grand prize winner. The only way you can win is if you enter. Go to winningwriters.com/Dale. As we start to wrap things up, again, I'm tickled to death that you took just a little bit of time out your day to go ahead and listen to this podcast along with me. And in the meantime, this has been Self-Publishing with Dale, and I will catch you next week.
You've been listening to the Self-Publishing with Dale podcast. Visit us at selfpublishingwithdale.com for more information on how you can level up your publishing business. Also, get a rock-solid action plan for your next book launch when you sign up for our email newsletter at selfpublishingwithdale.com/checklist. If you enjoyed the show, please consider leaving a review on Apple Podcasts. We'll see you next time.